Galesburg Radio 14.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
But sophomore number one, Ross, Devin Ross.
And that may be the best news for the Silver Streaks of the day. We'll see how well Devin can go.
Ethan Meeker.
As public address announcer Gary Mitchell continues
guard, number
with the starting
15,
lineups.
Jones, Denzel Jones. 6'1" junior guard, number 32, Gibson, Grant Gibson. And a 6-foot senior forward, number 34, Parks, Tyson Parks, the fourth. Assistant coaches are Mr. Steve Cheeseman, Mr. Ryan Hart, and Mr. Matt Pogue. The head coach is Mr. Mike Reynolds. The managers are Ms. Maddie Reed and Ms. Rayanne Harrison. And the officials for this contest, Mr. Joe Thompson, Mr. Aaron Furrell, and Mr. Doug Williams. And let's play basketball.
Main South wearing the road black with the red trim and the numbering. Sean Maloney, the 5'9 senior, the point guard, along with John Arenas, a sophomore, a 6'2". And then two seniors, Jake Pedrelli and Andrew Palucci, along the line. And George Sargent, the 6'7 junior. We mentioned him with Coach Mike Reynolds in the pregame. He's going to be a handful for the Silver Streaks in this game. Jim, we've watched him the first two games they played down here. We're very impressed by what he can do on the inside.
Yeah, very fundamentally sound, and as Coach Laborato told us, he's a football player, and that didn't surprise me at all. Very strong. Not really, you don't look at him, you don't think, well, there's a muscle-bound guy, but he's just real lean and uses his very strong, very confident. He'll be one of the better big men we've played this year.
And, as expected, with that 7-inch advantage in height, he helps Maine South win the tip. The Hawks come in at 13-4, and like Galesburg, 2-1 in the tournament. The Streaks are 15-6 overall. On the right wing, driving it at the free throw line, Palucci reverses directions. Bad pass intended for the inside. The Streaks pick it off. Denzel at the other end. Right back to Gibson. Into the lane. Left side, Ross. Now back to Denzel. Back in. Behind the back. Over the shoulder to Meeker for three, but he missed it. Parks reaches out. Locks down a rebound and puts it back up and in.
Parks was incredible on both ends of the court. That trip down by Maine South. They thought they could lob over him to get it to Sargent. Well, you're not going to get that done with Tyson very often. He picked it off, and then on this end, a terrific rebound off the miss by Meeker. He did it on both ends.
He reached as far out as he could. It's like he took that one in on his edge of his fingertips. Driving in from the left side, Maloney with a runner with a left hand. Won't go. Rebound, and we got a jump ball called as Sargent came down over, reaching up over the top of both Ross and Parks. The held ball will give it to Galesburg on the alternating possession.
You know, you talked about the tempo thing. I think one of the biggest things you can do is get ahead of this club. You know, you get behind and anybody, then a lot of times you have to play at their tempo, but if you can get up early, you can kind of force them out of their comfort zone.
This is Gibson to the free throw line. Left side reverses right back to Devin Ross with the right knee braced. We'll keep an eye on that as the day goes along. Meeker penetrates, dishes it back out to Grant. Low pass. He chases it down before it goes into the backcourt. Drives to the free throw line, shoots and scores. Somebody reached in there, tried to slap it out of his hands, but Grant, a little bit stronger, held on to the ball and collected it to get the shot off, and the Streaks are up 4-0. 90 seconds into the game. Maine South, a very solid team. This will be a real challenge for the Silver Streaks at a 10:30 game. Everything running on time with Warren blowing out Blue Island Eisenhower in the first game at 9 o'clock. Inlet pass to Sargent. Turn around with a baby hook with the left hand. Then goes up with the arms. Gets his own rebound put back. That won't go on the follow. Under the basket, another chance for it on the Hawks. On the outside now at the top of the circle, Maloney, who backs up into the midcourt circle. They'll take another crack at it. Palucci on the outside to Maloney on the right wing. Now down low, Sargent caught at the high post by Tyson Parks, and he'll whip it back out again. Maine South, if nothing else, is an extremely patient team, and they will wait for their opportunities. Here's a backdoor cut. They get Palucci down low, draws two defenders in the air, and the weak side defense comes over on the help and fouls him.
Well, and if we get in a case where Tyson Parks gets in foul trouble, and he picks up his first one right there.
Yeah.
You know, you've got Eric Thompson, who's got the size at 6'6", to come in and hopefully defend on Sargent, but, boy, the experience factor so much in Sargent's favor in that matchup.
Palucci with a left-hand free throw up and in, and that's the first point of the game for Maine South at 5:36 to go in the first quarter. 4-1, Galesburg. Didn't take Mike Reynolds long to lose the jacket, did it? Second one up and in as well.
Well, he stayed pretty patient through that third offensive rebound, more so than I thought he would, but now he's up, and you got Maine South on the board.
Full court press by the Hawks coming off the two made free throws. Meeker in the front court, skips it up top over to Grant Gibson. Fires a quick three, stepping to his left, off the back of the rim. Denzel rebound, put back high off the glass, won't go. Tyson comes down with a rebound, and two players reach in, and instead of a held ball, we get a foul called on the Hawks. And the Streaks hang on to it as Parks went up high for that rebound. First foul of the game on Sean Maloney. On the inbound, Gibson at the free throw line, works his way right. Ducks over to the left, shoots, knocks that one down from just inside the free throw line. 6-2, Galesburg.
Yeah, I think every opponent we play, maybe Rock Island notwithstanding the other night, but they know the Parks can play big for 6 foot, but I don't think they really realize until they get into the action. It always looks to me like they're a little surprised at what he does rebounding inside against them.
Sargent at the top of the circle passes left side over to Pedrelli. Now back to Maloney, who briefly juggled the ball and then gets the three-point shot off. Missed it. Grant Gibson comes out with it for the rebound, leading the break into the front court. Wide open Meeker left side, short on the three-pointer, and the rebound batted out to Palucci. Out on the run with it for Maine South. Now dribbles back behind him to Maloney. Into the front court they go to the right wing. Arenas passes it back out. Quick inlet pass intended for Sargent. Stolen away by Tyson Parks. Another steal. And into the front court comes Denzel Jones. Gibson fakes a three. Ross into the left corner. Meeker cut off on the baseline. Skips it back out to Devin. And around the arc we go. Gibson in the lane. Spin move over to Denzel for three. Good!
Boy, Denzel, give us that extra outside threat there.
9-2. Streaks have opened well in this game, leading by seven over a good Maine South team.
Tyson Parks on the way down slaps Denzel on the back of the head, not in a bad way, in a good way, saying, love to have the points there, buddy.
Past the midway point of the first quarter, Joe Williams will come in for the Streaks at the next dead ball. 7-point Galesburg lead in the early going. In the midcourt circle, Palucci. One sophomore, a junior, and three seniors in the starting lineup for the Hawks. High pass into Sargent, flips it over, cutting through the lane, missing the shot. Pedrelli put back Sargent. First basket of the game for Maine South. And they continue to pile up a lot of offensive boards.
Even though they're 13-4, you might have heard their coach say they lost three starters from last year's team, which went 28-4. It's a good program, obviously. You listen to those records.
He's in his 10th season. Tony Lavarado is. He's got it rolling. We got a foul on the floor away from the ball. They got it into the near corner to Devin Ross, and Denzel got pushed to the floor trying to play defense. That'll be the first foul of the game on Jake Pedrelli. And into the game, Devin Ross, or out of the game goes Devin Ross, replaced by Joe Williams. And pretty good first 4 minutes, 45 seconds, I thought, by Devin playing with that knee brace.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he didn't try and do too much, but was steady.
Meeker for three off the back of the rim. Rebound, batted around, and into the hands of Arenas for Maine South. Denzel tried to tip it up, but he was too far under the basket and couldn't get it done. Meeker, as frustrated as anybody right now, he's missed his first three-pointers. So the struggles continue for Meeker from the outside. Driving in from the left side, Palucci cut off, fires from the baseline over the basket. Rebound put back underneath, a block by Parks, and he gets the rebound out to Meeker. Ethan into the front court. Grant driving, inlet pass in the lane, batted away, stolen away by Maloney. Leading the break at the other end, dumps it off left side, in with a left hand, a basket and a foul, and a three-point opportunity for the Hawks. Basket by Andrew Palucci, he's got four in the game now. And Maine South within three at 9-6.
Well, Maine South able to turn us over. They needed that big time. Streaks could have gone up 11 or 12 to 4 with that, but they go back the other way, make it a swing, and complete the three-point play.
So Palucci with five in the game now, and Maine South pulls within two at 9-7. The foul, by the way, was on Joe Williams, his first. Gibson will bring it into the front court, up the far sideline, found an opening all the way to the basket with the right hand, but an offensive foul called as Pedrelli was back waiting underneath the basket, and Mike Reynolds is not at all happy with that call as Pedrelli looked like he was floating in a little bit underneath Grant.
Yeah, I thought Grant had made the move well ahead of when the main, there were two defenders. He got by the one, but Pedrelli did try and slide in there. Did not look to me like he'd established position.
Second turnover on the Streaks gives Maine South a chance to tie it up now. Sargent on the outside, inlet pass, turnaround with the left hand, way too strong. Rebound saved by Williams on the baseline to Meeker. Ethan pushes it across midcourt, now scoops it over to Joe. Up to the left side of the arc, gets it back from Meeker. Up top, Ethan. Right side under the wing, Denzel. He hit a three from earlier there. Will not shoot it this time. Streak switch positions. Meeker, long three, drains it.
Maybe that's it. He just needs to step back about 3 feet. Wow.
Streak's up five now at 12-7. 1:40 to go here in this opening quarter. Hillsborough got the first two baskets of the game. They've led the entire way so far. Maloney cut off on the right side. They'll swing it back to the outside to Arenas. Now into the hands of Pedrelli. No substitutions yet for Maine South, but they'll have a couple coming in at the next dead ball. We're a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Dribbling left, Palucci. Cut off there as the defense swarms around him. Up high to Sargent. Working his way in on Parks. Gives back to Arenas. Now into Sargent. Double teamed by Gibson and Parks. Trying to back his way in. It gets called for a 3 second lane violation.
Well, you called that well because it was Parks man to man. But as soon as Sargent got the ball there and wanted to turn left into the lane towards the basket, there was Gibson. A nice double. It forced Sargent to hesitate and stay in that lane too long.
So into the game comes Davis Nylands, a 6'4 junior and a very strong looking player at that. And Jimmy Castelluccio, a 5'10 senior in for Coach Tony Lavorato with a minute to go in the first quarter. Galesburg with the ball and a 5-point lead. Right side Gibson, cut off in the wing. Denzel Jones now to the outside, Joe Williams. Denzel fakes right, passes left. Williams fires a three. That one's a little bit short. Tyson with the rebound, lost it on the way back up.
Oh,
collects it and gets it up and in.
What a workman's effort there by Tyson Parks, and he took it up over Sargent at 6'7". Second time he's done that in this first quarter.
Four in the game for Tyson Parks. Galesburg back on top by seven, matching its biggest lead here in the first quarter. Under 30 seconds to go. 14-7 Galesburg. On the left side, Palucci. Denzel Jones giving him room. Maine South spreading it out to some corners, but a couple of players, Arenas and Sargent, constantly on the move, threading their way through the lane up top and then back through again. On the outside, this is Castelluccio, guarded by Williams from the backside. Meeker tries to poke it away on the pass to Arenas, knocks it out of bounds.
Yeah, Castelluccio already had enough of Williams. Joe was all over him. Castelluccio will sit down and probably go, man, I'm glad I'm out of there.
Now Sean Maloney right back in. Jake Pedrelli comes back in as well. So the two starters who went out are back in, and the two subs who replaced him sit back down. The starting five back on the floor for the Hawks with 10 seconds to go in the opening quarter. The point guard Maloney will inbound it from the front end of the Galesburg bench. Into Sargent, nearly has it poked away, gathers it, shoots it in the lane, missed it. Gibson with a rebound with 5 seconds. Lost in traffic, has it stolen away, and a heave at half court from Arenas is no good, and that's the end of the first quarter. Galesburg by 7, 14-7. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove, for the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy, and for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent, Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Do you like getting more? Are you in favor of more flavors? Do you like having your vanilla cone and eating it too? Then McDonald's new Dollar Menu and More is for you. It's all your Dollar Menu favorites and so much more. Like the crunchy, tangy, brand new barbecue ranch burger, just a dollar. And the new bacon cheddar McChicken sandwich with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon, only $2. For those who think more of a good thing is a great thing, there's the new Dollar Menu and More. Something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith from the WGIL Morning News. Coming up Wednesday at 8:35, we'll get an update on the Iron Spike Brewing Company from Matt and Ryan on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
14-7 Galesburg over Maine South at the end of the first quarter. Hawks with the ball to start off quarter number two. Williams pokes the ball away from Maloney into the backcourt. Maloney chases it down, falls down in the backcourt, and then gets the pass away on the left side over to Palucci, so they hang on to it. Boy, Joe's causing some real problems out there that Maine South isn't ready for. Here's a three by Palucci, and got it.
He's their money man.
Wasn't a whole lot happening, so he just launched it.
Yeah. Well, Joe's got that rare ability to come up and get right on top of you, but he's so quick it's hard to get around him. Most guys, if they come up, a good guard will just slide right around him, but he's just so quick and he's so long that he makes your life miserable if you're handling the ball.
Yeah, you said he's long. He's got that wingspan that doesn't allow you necessarily to just dribble around him without him knocking it away from you. Gibson, bounce pass into the near corner to Denzel Jones, drives inside, jump stop, right side over to Meeker for three. Good! Well, Ethan got the last one down. Now he's hit two in a row, and the Streaks are back up by seven at 17-10.
Well, and if you're the opponent, Maine South, or anybody, you've got to kind of pick your poison unless you got great defenders at every spot, because Galesburg's got four guys on the court that can all hit the three when they get going.
Right side, Maloney tries the lob, cutting in for the backside Arenas, but he's cut off there, dishes it back out to Paluki. Now they'll send it back out to Maloney near half court. We played a minute and a half of the second quarter. Streaks on top, 17-10. No substitutions for either team at the quarter break. No look pass over to Paluki. Misses the shot inside the free throw line. And Grant rips the rebound away after somebody tried to get in there and knock it away from him. Here's Ethan knifing through, up and in with the right hand.
Nice job to create that time. And the Streaks force a Tony Lavorato and Maine South timeout.
6:16 to go first half. A full timeout. Galesburg by nine. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better.
It's winter green. The new green WGIL button is here. Pick up your free button today at a participating sponsor. You could win up to $500 in cash from WGIL.
6:16 to go in the first half. Galesburg on top of Maine South, 19-10. Little 5-0 burst here after the Hawks pulled within three early on in the second quarter.
It's a nice crowd out here. You look around. I mean, we've got a couple of teams waiting to play, but still, it's a pretty good turnout here for the Martin Luther King morning.
And a good game if you're a Galesburg fan here in the early going. The Streaks swarm Paluki, and they reach in between Williams and Gibson. They force a tie-up, and Galesburg gets the ball back on the alternating possession.
Silver Streaks playing at a high level right now.
Yeah.
Coming off of that win over Warren by 20 points on Saturday night. A lot of confidence, especially you can just see more spring in Ethan Meeker's step after he hit that 1-3, buried another one. Now he's driving to the basket. He's looking to score. And everybody feeling pretty confident right now.
Hands off to Gibson, reverses back to Meeker. Quick pass, inlet to Tyson Parks. Chases it down along the baseline. Now Gibson, top of the circle, drives over to Williams, left wing three. A little bit short. Rebound pops into the hands of Parks, who lofts it back out and saves it to Joe Williams.
Unreal.
And now a loss in the lane as the Streaks give it away into the front court arena, so they turn it right back over anyway. Sargent at the top of the arc. Has Maloney cutting on the right side. They keep it out to Arenas near half court. 5.5 minutes to go first half. Galesburg with a 9-point lead. Maloney tried to get it in over Joe Williams, who just poked it away. Leads the break. Drives in and a blocking foul call. Joe gets a couple of free throws. A steal off Maloney and then a foul on Maloney, his second, and that hurts Maine South with its point guard picking up two fouls here now.
Boy, saying a lot about Joe Williams because Maloney's a pretty solid ball handler there. And Joe just really took advantage of him and then just forced the issue down inside. Maloney tried to get set, but just wasn't enough time because Joe's too fast.
Free throw rims in and out. Joe had one in the game against Warren in the victory Saturday night. He missed that one at the backside of a three-point play, so he's still looking for his first made free throw since returning from the 20-game suspension. More arc on that one, and he gets a friendly roll off the rim. That's his first point of the game now. Galesburg's on top by 10 now, 20-10, with Devin Ross back into the game. Denzel Jones getting a breather.
Do keep in mind, though, that Maloney, he's handling the ball, but he's not normally their point guard. They lost him last week due to mono and an injury. He's been out, or illness, so he's been out for this tournament, and so they are still trying to feel their way, and the Streaks trying to exploit the ball handling.
Up top, Sargent working his way to the right side of the arc, hands off to Arenas, trying to get it back to Sargent. Tyson is denying everything to Sargent on the inside. They get it to him now on the right side of the lane, tries to drive past Tyson, falls down, and I think they're going to call a foul on Tyson. That was a tough one. I didn't see Tyson really doing anything unless they got him calling on a reach-in, maybe.
Well, I think they felt like they had to call something there. They didn't.
I thought he just slipped and fell myself.
Yeah, but the fact that, I don't know, Tyson had a leg in the neighborhood, that's a tough second foul on him. He sits down, and I thought Eric would come back in. Well, we're going with speed now.
Yep. Got Devin Ross, Joe Williams, Denzel Jones, Grant Gibson, and Ethan Meeker. So nobody over 6. Well, what's Grant listed at 6'2"? I'm not sure Grant is 6'2".
So he's got Sargent.
So backdoor cut to Sargent, leans into Denzel Jones, and then missed the shot. Coming down with a rebound is Joe Williams. And then reaching in, Sargent tried to rip it away. And they're calling alternating possession on that one. They must be.
Sargent's had some opportunities. He's missed a number of them inside. I've been very surprised, but we've been contesting all of his attempts.
Bounce pass. Maloney trying to bounce it in past Devin Ross, and Devin gets the leg out there, kicks it out of bounds. They're trying to do everything they can to find Sargent now with Parks out of the game. Twice they've gone to him. Maloney looking for him again. He's got position, but he's too far under the basket. They go into the right corner instead on the inbound to Arenas, who dribbles it out near half court. Now Maloney has it outside the right wing into the midcourt circle to Paluki. Dribbling out high, he's got Joe Williams on the defensive assignment. Joe fights through a screen. Paluki can't get off a three-point shot, so he gets it out to Sargent way out high at the volleyball spike line. Streaks really pushing this Maine-South defense away from the basket. At the high post, Nylands gets it over onto the left side to Maloney, driving in on Devin Ross. He fights through a screen, working his way through the lane. Now to the outside, Sargent. Bounce pass on the inside to Nylands. Tries to give it right back to Sargent. And Grant pushed him from the backside, but they're going to call Sargent with the travel instead.
It's an interesting matchup. You watch them down there, and Grant is a good second option to guard Sargent because Grant is the strongest physical player we've got, and that's the way Sargent likes to play. He can't push Grant around. He's got 5 inches on him, but he's not going to move him.
20-10 Galesburg, halfway through the first half. Pulling in from the right side, Grant had a shot on the move down the right side of the lane, but it came up short. Rebound by Paluki leads the break into the front court. Now to the outside it goes to Maloney, who stands between the midcourt circles, leaning over with the ball. Williams guarding him defensively now. Back up top, lob to the high post to Sargent. Grant reaching up, trying to poke it out of his hands. Now Maloney has it, drives to the right side, hands off to Arenas, back out high to Sargent, left side it goes over to Paluki. Driving in on Devin Ross, pulls up from the low blocks and gets a soft left-hand shot to drop through.
When you get the first step and you're going towards the baseline, continue, because all Devin could do was just follow him alongside. There's no way he could get in front of him. Paluki with a little height advantage went up and in.
Ethan outside for three. A little bit short on that one. Rebound. Grant tried to get in between two Maine South defenders. They got the rebound and threw it away. Right corner back to Gibson for three.
Big answer.
Seven in the game for Grant Gibson. Galesburg builds the lead. It's up to 11 now.
Streaks had missed four in a row from the field. Looked like we were cooling off, but then we get that turnover and build the lead back up on the three by Grant.
Arenas between the circles. Under 2:40 to go in the first half. Maloney on the left side outside the wing. Dribbles his way back to the volleyball spike line. Now into the hands of Arenas in front of Coach Mike Reynolds on the Galesburg sideline. On the dribble in the midcourt circle, Arenas. Trying to lose Devin Ross out high. Instead, he passes it away. This is Paluki with it. Now he's driving on Williams. Got the step. Dishes it right side to Nylands, who drives in. And on the weak side, Paluki drew the defense, and that was an easy layup for Nylands.
Yeah, Paluki, three-year starter, team leader for this club. And last time he went all the way to the basket. This time the defense anticipates it again. He finds a man cutting in for an easy basket on the opposite side.
Left side, Joe Williams. Top of the circle, Meeker to the free throw line. Back to Williams. Up top, Gibson. Quick three. Good. Oh, no, it's just a little bit short off the front of the rim. And the rebound pops out to Maine West on the sideline. I thought that one was dropping right through the net the way it was coming down. They miss a runner at the other end, and the rebound put back by Nylands. And a quick timeout called by the Silver Streaks as Maine South's putting a little bit of a run on here. They pulled within seven. Minute 42 to go in the first half. And a full timeout by Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Crady Insurance, your local Rocker Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Crady. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rocker Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options at Crady Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The Galesburg girls play second-ranked Quincy Notre Dame this afternoon at John Thiel Gym. I'm Jim Wyman. Join Tom Meredith and me for all the action with the pregame show at 1:10 here on WGIL.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you from John Thiel Gymnasium, where the Silver Streaks lead Maine South at the Martin Luther King Tournament 23-16. Silver Streaks will battle Manuka in the final game of the tournament here on site tonight, and we'll have that one at 6 o'clock for you. One more game to be played. Those same Indians of Manuka High School and Blue Island Eisenhower will play on Wednesday. The game got postponed last week because of bad weather. This is the one to win right here, though. Denzel Jones, after the Streaks break the press, pulls up inside the top of the arc and nearly chased down his own rebound. And a travel called as Andrew Palucki got to the ball right in front of Denzel and apparently picked up his pivot foot, and that does not sit well with Tony Lavorato on the sideline. He is furious with that call.
Well, I can't say I blame him on that one. I didn't see that either, but we'll take it. I thought we got a bad foul call on Tyson there a couple of possessions ago, so you're going to have those.
Minute 20 to go, first half, Streaks by 7. Meeker on the right side loses his man and then cut off as he tries to drive baseline by Sargent. 2-3 zone here employed by the Hawks. Williams drives. Now Gibson in the lane at the free throw line. Over to Ross, steps to the left baseline, a little bit strong on the shot. And the rebound collected by Arenas for Maine South.
It's a shot that Devin makes frequently, not that time. And without Parks in there, we don't get any rebounds on the offensive end. It's one and done.
Under a minute to go. The Streaks were up 10 when Parks went to the bench with his second foul. They still lead by 7, but Maine South with the ball could cut into that here with now 45 seconds to go before halftime. Palucki on the left side lobs it way up high to Sargent. Down low, was in front of Denzel Jones going up for the shot and in, and Denzel fouled him from the backside.
When they let that pass go, I thought that was headed for the brick wall out of bounds. And somehow Sargent went up there and got it, and he's actually bent over backwards because he was getting undercut there. Quite a play by Sargent.
So trying to finish off the three-point play. He does. Good free throw shooting team are the Hawks. He's got 5 in the game, and the lead is now 4 for Galesburg at 23-19. Gibson and Ross will bring it across from the backcourt. Williams, Jones, and Meeker waiting in the front court with 30 seconds to go before halftime. Gibson on the dribble in front of the scoring table. Passes left over to Devin Ross. Here comes the trap. Gets it to Denzel. Scoops it over to Joe under the basket. And he's fouled pretty hard by Davis Nylands, who did a good job preventing Joe from the easy basket. Maine South got what they wanted. They forced Galesburg to shoot the ball with 20 seconds, 21 seconds to go, actually. Now Joe's got to make a couple free throws.
Yeah, we weren't real quick in getting it to Joe. Otherwise, it's an easy layup. It took a little while to get there.
First free throw by Williams. Rolls through. Second point of the game for Joe, 24-19, Galesburg by 5.
Well, Maine South has learned how to chase in that Manuka game earlier in this tournament. Manuka likes to take a minute off the clock in each possession. You just have to chase them all over the court.
Williams makes them both. Devin Ross sits down for the final 21 seconds. Logan Davis replaces him with the Streaks up by 6. And Galesburg putting on a little, well, now they're going to back into the half court. They'll pick up defense on the ball with Williams guarding Maloney, but other than that, no pressure. Down to 14 seconds to go. Maloney dribbles left. Up high post to Sargent, trying to go back door, still with the ball. Grant gets a hand on it. Loose ball, fought for. Jones goes down on the floor with it. Now Gibson picks it up. 3 seconds to go. Gibson from three quarters off the front of the rim. He got just across half court to about the volleyball spike line. Got a good look at it. And the Streaks with a turnover, forcing Maine South into the giveaway at the end of the first half. Maintain a 6-point lead going to the locker room, 25-19. Halftime show coming up. A look at first half stats, and we'll get a word from the locker room as well as the Streaks lead by 6. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters, and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan. Right in front of Sandburg Mall.
I wear slippers. I think they're comfortable. And because they slip on so quickly, they're slippers, I can get to McDonald's to enjoy the dollar menu at breakfast. I can get a cup of freshly brewed premium roast coffee, a savory sausage burrito, maybe a sausage McMuffin, who knows? Two things for sure, though. I can count on getting them for just a dollar. And I'll be wearing slippers.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's Dollar Menu at participating McDonald's.
If your New Year's resolutions include your finances, you're not alone. It's a perfect time to review financial goals and think about what lies ahead. If you're working toward retirement, already retired, saving for college, or just wanting to be ready for the unexpected, Dan Butler, financial advisor at Edward Jones, can help. He'll work together with you to set and try to keep your New Year's financial resolution. To learn more, call Dan Butler's office at 344-8737 to make an appointment. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIP.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger.
Andro 400 is the natural, safe, and effective way to lose weight, gain energy, increase testosterone, and feel young again. Too good to be true? Then listen to what Bob and Jim have to say.
And in 30 days, I lost approximately 10 pounds. After another 30 days, I lost another 8 pounds, so a total of 18 pounds lost in 60 days. My libido has been increased 100-fold, and I feel like a teenager again.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about a year now. I've lost a little over 30 pounds. I have more energy. Biggest thing is just feeling better about myself, a lot more confident.
Guys, it's time to discover what Andro 400 can do for you. Call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Or go to andro400.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Silver Streaks on top of Maine South 25-19. Galesburg's led the whole way, scored the first couple baskets of the game. Led by as many as 11 there in the first half. And at 6, now 25-19 to the half. Jim, I don't feel too badly about that with Tyson Park sitting down. It was a 10-point lead. Maine South got within 4, and even then we kind of held our ground, getting a basket, got a defensive stop there at the end of the first half, and knowing that Parks will be back out there as long as he doesn't get into foul trouble right away in the second half. I think this was a pretty well-played game by the Streaks, really by both teams. Really, quite honestly, I'm sure Tony Lavorato's not happy with the 9 Hawks turnovers there in the first half, but it's been good to watch.
It has, and I think you come away feeling like Galesburg is probably the better team here, but it's one of those games you're not enough better that if we get sloppy and miss too many shots, they could still get us. You know, they're going to hang around, and I think that was evidenced by, you know, we got out to that, 23-12 advantage, and we're feeling pretty good, and then, you know, they reeled off 7 in a row. We just missed a few shots, and there they were again. So it's going to be 4 full quarters to beat these guys, but I like our chances based on what I've seen here in the first half.
Let's take a look at the first half statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Neither team very comfortable shooting the ball as yet. The Silver Streaks have had a few moments, but overall just 39% from the field, 9 out of 23. Maine South only 6 of 19, 31% for the Hawks. Rebounding was strong in the first quarter for Galesburg, almost non-existent in the second quarter. That might have something to do with Tyson Park sitting and watching most of the second quarter with a couple of fouls. Total rebounds for the Silver Streaks, 11 here at halftime. Maine South, 14 rebounds, and they were the opposite. Once Tyson was out of there, they got on the glass quite a bit harder in the second quarter, so it would be good to get Tyson back into the lineup starting the second half. Turnovers, 9 for the Hawks and 4 for the Silver Streaks, so if we can force another 9 turnovers in that second half, I like our chances,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm really surprised by that number, too, as solid as this team is fundamentally,
yep,
to see them turn the ball over that many times. Three-point shooting, not many by the Hawks. 1 of 3 for Galesburg. 4 of 13, maybe too many. A little bit of a jump shooting team, especially there in the second quarter. Hawks haven't missed a free throw. We told you they were sound fundamentally. 4 for 4 in the first half. The Silver Streaks were 3 for 4. All of those attempted by Joe Williams. 25-19, Galesburg by 6 at the half. We'll take a look at individual scoring and talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when the team comes back out of the locker room. At the Martin Luther King Tournament at John Thiel Gymnasium, Silver Streaks on top, 25-19 over Maine South. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
What are you doing? It's 2 a.m.
Trying to figure out our insurance. I'm not sure what's covered or who's in our network.
I heard that Bounce Back is in network with most insurance plans. Just give them a call in the morning. Now come to bed.
This is Darcy Thorpe. Are you stuck in the cyber world? Don't worry. Bounce Back has you covered. We have been working hard to make sure that we are contracted with all the insurance providers, including United Healthcare, Humana, WellCare, Blue Cross Blue Shield, VA, and many other insurance plans.
Almost done. There. What? Are you kidding me? Not able to process? Oh, love technology.
And this is Adrian Eklund. Let us do the worrying for you. Our Bounce Back program successfully returned home over 525 individuals in 2013. This year, make the right choice for your rehabilitation needs. Bounce Back, only at Care Center of Abingdon and Seminary Manor in Galesburg. Rehab. Recover. Return home.
Performance is everything, and as nematode pressure rises, your first line of defense is critical. That's why more and more farmers are treating their as-grow soybeans with Acceleron seed treatment products paired with Poncho Votivo, because the exclusive fungicide combination matters. Broad-spectrum disease, insect, and nematode control matters. Acceleron seed treatment products matter, because the first 30 days matter. Ask your retailer to treat your as-grow soybeans with Acceleron seed treatment products paired with Poncho Votivo. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticides. Side label directions.
Yeah, frozen nose hairs. Yep, it's that time again. When your eyes water because the wind's blasting you from all sides. But your tears turn to ice before they run down your face. Reduce the time you have to spend on the frozen tundra by making sure your car is good to go at CarMark Tire and Auto. Let them check your fluids and make sure your heater blows hot air, not just dust. And they can throw a few new tires to help you grip the road.
So remember, CarMark Tire and Auto in the Sandburg Mall, Galesburg.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
5-19, Galesburg leads Maine South at the half. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Here's Jim Lee with Steve Cheeseman.
Okay, Steve, a really good first half. Our rebounding kind of disappeared in the second quarter, but there's probably a reason for that with Tyson on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, Tyson is such an outstanding rebounder, but we've got to pick up the slack with that. I thought we played really good defense. We went through their long possessions and did a good job. When you limit them to 19 points, the game was a little faster paced than they liked. But we did a really good job on the defensive end. And, yeah, we've got to shore that up and pick it up when he's out of there. And he's going to have to play intelligently with two fouls. And we have confidence he'll do that.
Yeah. Devin started. How did he feel? Did you get a thought?
Devin was just a little sore. He moved around. We took him through a bunch of different things. And he was fine. So, you know, we'll watch him here again. He did a good job. And, you know, we always bring Joe in off the bench. And you got a two-headed monster there.
Sometimes you open the third quarter with a little more pressure. Do you extend that at all here?
Yeah, you know, we want to just keep guarding the ball and make sure that we stay through their sets and, again, finish with rebounds. Down here on the offensive end, we got to get the zone moving, stretch the zone so we get those good looks that we got there when we had, you know, a run of 6 or 8 points there.
As always, thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
Andrew Palucki leads both teams in scoring with 10 in the first half. George Sargent with 5. Davis Nylund's off the bench with 4. That is all of the main South points. John Arenas, Jake Pedrelli, and Sean Maloney, who started, did not score. Jimmy Castelluccio came in briefly off the bench and did not score as well. Ethan Meeker leads the streaks with 8. Grant Gibson, who will inbound for the streaks to start the second half, had 7. Tyson Parks with 4. Denzel Jones with 3. Joe Williams off the bench with 3. Devin Ross did not score in the first half. Gibson on the right wing. Meeker, Jones, Ross, and Parks, the same starting 5 to start the second half for the Silver Streaks as well. Gibson looking on the inside, trying to find an opening in that 2-3 main south zone. Streaks keeping it on the perimeter for the time being. They swing it around left, bring it around back up top. Gibson cut off at the free throw line, trying to squeeze into an opening. Here's Parks driving baseline into the left corner. Ross now out to Jones for 3 off the rim, and the weak side rebound out to Ethan Meeker. And the Streaks get an offensive rebound and poked out of Meeker's hands on the sideline. Paluki touched it last. Streaks hang on to it. So good ball movement around the outside. Got Galesburg an open look. Jones couldn't knock it down, but the Streaks in position for the offensive rebound. And here we go on possession number 2. And a bad intended pass from Gibson on the inside. Poked away by Maine South. Now with the ball trying to cut into a 6-point lead. Maloney for 3. Got it. Just like that, they cut the deficit in half.
Left-hander Maloney hasn't had many opportunities. He's been too busy being harassed handling the ball to ever think about shooting it, but there he got it wide open and drilled it.
Galesburg worked its tail off just to even get off a shot in the opening possession, and Maine South on the secondary break took it right down, got an open look quickly, and down 3 now, 25-22. Meeker on the outside, again trying to solve that 2-3 zone. Here's Gibson. Up top to Devin Ross, right back to Grant. Faked the 3, might have got away with shuffling his feet. Now Jones driving from the left baseline, and a foul called on the floor against Davis Nylands, who checked in quickly.
You know, you mentioned tough to get off a shot, and that's right. Maine South, they were 28-4 last year, 13-4 this year. They do it with defense. They're a decent offensive club, but they have to keep the game fairly low scoring.
Ross with a right-hand teardrop, found an opening, penetrated, and then pulled up at the free throw line, and as he floated in, got the shot down, streaks by 5, 27-22, on the first basket of the game for the sophomore point guard. Paluki. Lobs it up top to the backside. Sargent got position over Gibson. Then he missed the shot. Meeker with the rebound, coming out with it on the break. Then pulls up across half court. Steps to the right side of the arc. They swing it around left to Gibson. Drives baseline. Pulls up over Nylands, who was fading backwards and falling, and draws the defensive foul. And Nylands picked up 2 quick fouls.
You know, and Nylands is kind of a key player in this game, because it looks like they brought him off the bench, and it looks like they want to go bigger with both Sargent and Nylands in there. They beat us on the boards pretty bad, especially with Parks out in that second quarter. Nylands is a strong player as well, as at 6'4", and Gibson missed the first free throw. But they've got a couple of guys down there that are making it tough on us.
27-22, Galesburg by 5. Biggest lead in the game has been 11 back in the first half. Second free throw, perfect. Gibson with 8 in the game now. Streaks by 6, 28-22. Quickly into the front court come the Hawks. Down low to Sargent. Lost the ball on the way up. Fought for. Now ripping it away underneath his Nylands, who took it away from Tyson Parks. 28-24, Galesburg by 4. Gibson, right side Meeker on the wing. Thought about the 3. They swing it back around. Gibson penetrates. Ross now back to Meeker. This time he will shoot. And it's off the mark. Rebound deflected off the back of Denzel Jones into the hands of Paluki. Leads the break into Maloney. 4-point Maine South deficit. Hawks with the ball trying to cut into the Galesburg lead. At the high post, Nylands into the lane. Sargent cut off. Kicks it back out. And we got another lane violation. Second time that Sargent has been called for the 3-second lane violation. I don't think we've seen that all year, Jim. We've seen it twice today.
Yeah, and that was pretty clear. They spent too much time in there. No argument from the Maine South bench on that one. But unless they get a wide open look outside, they are just going to continue to try and pound us inside with Nyland and Sargent.
And try to get Tyson Parks into more foul trouble.
Absolutely.
5:11 to go, third quarter. Galesburg with a 28-24 lead. Meeker faked the 3, steps inside, kicks it out to Williams for 3. That's off the front of the rim. Joe's been short on a lot of his shots from outside since he came back. Maloney with a rebound. Now Paluki cut off at the free throw line. They swing it around right. Arenas has it on the outside. Now inside. Turnaround jumper by Nylands. High off the glass. Got that one up over Grant Gibson and banked it in. Nylands with 8 off the bench for Tony Lavorato. And just like that, Maine South within 2, 28-26. Meeker on the dribble out left. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Gibson in the far corner. Drives inside, bounces it back to Ethan for three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound chased down. Main South had a hand on it. Williams came from the backside to poke it out of the hands of Faluki, but too close to the corner. Joe had no chance to chase it before it went out of bounds.
And our offense is set up to get us the shots that we're taking right now, but we're one of our last nine going back into the latter part of the second quarter. We're getting some very clean looks, but we just cannot make the shots.
Deflected in the backcourt. Denzel picks it up after Grant knocked it away, and Denzel saw it coming, came flying in from the backside for the lay-in.
Here's the pressure that I asked Steve Cheeseman about at halftime. Will we do it?
30-26, and nearly another steal by Joe Williams into the front court as he crashes into the front row and pops right back up and out.
You know, Steve hesitated, but I know this has been our history this year to really crank it up in the middle part of the game and see if we can't get a flurry, and right now we've caused Main South a little trouble here.
Well, the streaks aren't getting it done over that Main South 2-3 zone, so if you can pick it up, get some turnovers, get some transition, that's a way to make it happen. Here's a trap in the backcourt and timeout called by Main South as Maloney was in trouble. He was surrounded by Williams and Denzel Jones, and Tony Lavorato calls a 30-second timeout to bail him out.
And I think he's preaching to the guys coming in, hey, you know, recognize this so I don't have to use a timeout here. But again, it's a somewhat young club, Paluki and Sargent or not, but some of the other guys have not been starting previous years, and so I think he's having to do a lot more of this type of coaching than maybe he did with last year's team.
Jake Pedrelli will come back in for Main South at the timeout here.
And again, as we mentioned, don't want to beat it to death, but their starting point guard not available for this tournament. And so when you have the quickness of Denzel Jones and Joe Williams out there giving you problems and you're not used to being the primary ball handler, that can make for a long day.
Halfway through the third quarter, it's 30-26. Galesburg over Main South by four. The winner of this game in prime position to win the tournament. Galesburg still with a tough one to go against Minooka. Here's a near steal off the hands of Ethan Meeker. It's deflected to Sargent. Arenas driving in, and an offensive foul called as Denzel Jones was waiting at the low blocks.
Yeah, quick move by Jones to get position. That was a good charge. He didn't even get punished on that one. He just got a little chest bump and fell over backwards. He sold that one big time, but he was planted. Good call.
First foul of the game against John Arenas. Third turnover on Main South here in the second half. 12 for the game. About 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Galesburg with the ball and a four-point lead, 30-26. Williams with it on the left wing, dribbles once. Into the left corner, Meeker, open look. In and out. Rebound tipped up and in by Parks from the backside, almost underneath of Sargent.
That had to have a little spin off of the finger roll. He went over the top and flipped it up into the basket. You don't see that very often at any level.
Six-point Galesburg lead. Main South breaks the press at the free throw line. Pedrelli now back out to Paluki for three. Off the back of the rim, rebound Williams. Trying to get out with it, has it stolen away from behind. Arenas now through the lane, poked back away by Williams, and Meeker picks it up.
Well, this is the tempo that we want to play at.
On the outside, Meeker thought about the three, drives to the free throw line, out to Williams, sidesteps left, and from the outside knocks down a shot just inside the top of the arc. First basket of the game for Joe Williams. He's got five, and the streaks have built an eight-point lead again, 34-26. 2:35 to go, third quarter. A trap in the backcourt and knocked away. Gibson and Meeker on the trap on Pedrelli, and Main South hangs on to it.
Ball actually hit the official on the right leg, who was still standing inbounds. At that point, I think he just considered it a dead ball and gave it back to Main South.
Maloney on the inbound now gets it right back. Drives past Gibson in the backcourt into the frontcourt. Pedrelli with it now. And he'll get it back to Maloney, who takes a breather in the midcourt circle with Joe Williams standing about 15 feet away. Now a quick pass. Backdoor cut intended. Batted away by Meeker, and another turnover by Main South. Williams, left corner. Gibson for three. Good! 37-26. Galesburg reopens an 11-point lead and a full timeout by Main South with 2:11 to go in the third quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home. but not miserable when you get the bill.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you at John Field Gymnasium. Martin Luther King Tournament continues. Silver Streaks have opened up an 11-point lead over Maine South here, 37-26 with 2:11 to go in quarter number three. Maine South got it down to 2 at 28-26, and the Streaks have reeled off 9 straight thanks to some full-court pressure and some Hawks turnovers.
Well, and you can take some more chances against Maine South because from what I've seen, they're not as likely to try and beat you deep. They just want to get the thing across the timeline and get their offense set up. And if you know that's the case, that they're not going to try and take it the distance on you, well, there we go.
And they break the press and get a wide-open layup to Nylands underneath the basket. Maloney in front of the Maine South bench recognized it after they got it into the midcourt, and he quickly whipped it down low to Nylands, who has 10.
Man, I think that was our thinking in using that much pressure, not worrying about that, and they burned us.
Meeker drives, dishes, Parks, caught with his back to the basket, forced it up, gets an offensive putback, and the shot won't go down, but he's fouled, and I think Sargent will pick up his first.
The thing I noticed about Tyson there is the second on
Arenas.
Okay. Reminded me of Joey Range because the one thing I always thought Joey did so well, his leaping ability was terrific, but he had a great second leap. I mean, the minute his toes hit the floor, he could go back up in a hurry, and that's exactly what Tyson did there.
And he made the first free throw, 3.5, 7 for the game, second free throw up and well short. In fact, he missed everything. It did hit the net, but it went through the net out of bounds on essentially the air ball. Never got over the rim. 38-28, Galesburg by 10. The full court press stays on. Let's see if they send somebody on a break to the basket. There they go. It's Arenas, but instead they get it on the inbound close to the baseline. Now trapped in the backcourt, Maloney steps back, gets it up court to Sargent. Off the hands of Nylands, who nearly turned it over, falling it out of bounds. Somehow they found Palucki driving to the basket. He missed the shot. Parks fell down for the rebound. Palucki picks it back up and puts it in. 38-30. Galesburg by 8.
Maine South using a little 1-2-2 half court. They're extending it a little bit.
1:15 to go, third quarter. Gibson drives, jump stop with the left hand. Shot deflected hard, but right out to Denzel Jones on the left wing. Denzel drives, skips it up top to Meeker. Works his way to the free throw line and scoops it back out to Williams. That was a big block by Sargent. I think that might be his only block of the day so far. Gibson skips it up top as Meeker started to cut in for the basket. He went high for the shot, drives, dishes it underneath to Tyson Parks. And I think we got a foul on Maine South. Maybe away from the ball. They're going to give that one on Maloney. Little hack on the arm is his third. 5 team fouls on Maine South, none on Galesburg with under a minute to go third quarter. On the inbound out high to Williams. Meeker with it on the left elbow. And they'll bring it back out into the midcourt circle, and Joe will play the point. The Streaks kind of spread out to some four corners here. Gibson and Williams out high. Meeker in the left corner. Passed up the three. Nylands came over, gets on top of him. They kick it back out. Denzel Jones in the right corner, and Parks in the middle at the free throw line. 30 seconds to go. Galesburg by 8 with the ball. Trying to hold, possibly, for the final minute of the third quarter here. Williams getting a little flashy with the ball. Does a good job just to hang on to it. And now Gibson, trapped, needs to get it over to Joe on a bounce pass with 15 seconds to go. Now they can successfully hold for the last shot, down to 14 seconds to go. Now down under 10. Williams just across midcourt, still tucked on this hip of the hip with the ball with 5 seconds. Steps up, shoots a three, and got it! Nobody came out to guard Joe, so he took 3 steps to the basket, fired the 3, and the Streaks take an 11-point lead into the fourth quarter, 41-30. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
You desire more living space. With over 2,500 square feet in the house and almost 3 acres to explore, there's a two-story home in Monmouth that would be perfect. And it's for sale by owner. Go to galesburg.info, keyword FISBO, for a virtual tour.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
A great shooting third quarter from three-point range for the Silver Streaks, but Joe Williams hits a big one at the end of quarter number three. Galesburg with an 11-point lead as we start the fourth quarter here at the Martin Luther King, and nearly another turnover on Main South on the first possession. Now falling down. Loose ball picked up under the basket by Pedrilli. Misses the shot, hitting the bottom of the rim. They kick it out to Palucci for three. That one is off the rim and dribbles out of bounds back to Galesburg. This team is really rattled, as rattled as we've seen them in any of the three games so far.
Yeah, Silver Streaks have just disrupted them in so many ways, not only in the full court, but even in the half court right now.
11-point lead. Bullet pass right side, wide open. Meeker for three.
Now we're getting our shot touch back. We went through a dry stretch of everybody, but now Gibson's hit a three. Williams hits the big three at the end of the quarter. Meeker drains the three from the corner, and we're starting to get a lot of balance.
Biggest point lead of the game at 44-30. Here's a trap in the corner. Maloney tries to shovel it over and deflect it off a player, hits the backboard and out of bounds, and Galesburg does force another turnover.
We've got 15 on Main South.
Very uncharacteristic.
Yeah, not many games this year. But, you know, Mike Reynolds was saying the teams that really give them trouble are, you know, some of the Chicago Public League type teams. Morgan Park, I know he mentioned, and he said we play kind of like them, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Meeker driving in from the left side. Contact made. No foul called as Ethan misses the shot. Parks under the basket, picks it up, and we got a held ball called as Tyson followed it up with the basket, but the alternating possession keeps it with Galesburg. Ethan made a strong move to the basket there from the left side. Now four white jerseys for Galesburg lined up on the left side of the lane with Gibson right in front of everybody underneath to the right side of the basket as he looks at it. 6:50 to go in the game. Streaks with the opening basket of the fourth quarter have built a 14-point lead, 44-30 over Main South.
Into the third quarter, we went into the huddle with so much momentum, holding that ball, and Williams just standing there. You could tell he was just lining up that shot, and Main South never came out to get him.
Here's Meeker, another three. Oh, in and out. It just circled around and popped out, and Arenas comes away with a rebound. Ethan, again, we've talked about it so many times here, especially since the calendar turned, how close Ethan has been, and the shots won't go down. And now a bad pass from Maloney behind Arenas at half court. It hits the scoring table. And that's 16 turnovers on Main South. They've got them for seven in this half.
Yeah, they are really in disarray right now. And the Silver Streaks are not going to back off one bit on that pressure, I'm sure, because that's that and a couple of key shots have built our lead.
Jones on the outside, Gibson, midcourt circle, Joe Williams. Now Grant on the left side, skips it
wide
up top over
open.
Ethan. Wide open
My
from
goodness.
The corner. He measured it too much. It came up way short.
Too open.
Sargent with the rebound. Got too careful with it. And here's another steal at midcourt. They force it away from Palucci. Now Williams with it on the right wing. Drives into the left corner to Denzel. Jump stop in the lane. Right back to Meeker on the right wing. Drives baseline. Kicks it out. Gibson open for three. Off the back of the rim. And the long rebound out to Palucci, who leads the break on his own into the front court for Main South. Quick bullet pass in the lane to Sargent. Gets fouled going up as he tries to weave between Williams and Parks, and let's hope they give that one on Joe. They do. His second. And Parks has played the entire second half without picking up his third foul, so that's the good news.
And we had played the entire half up until now without being called for a foul.
Sends Sargent to the free throw line for two. He's been held scoreless here in the second half until that free throw, and the Streaks have held him to only six for the game, and he's only gotten off six shots, which I think is a real credit to the Galesburg defense. They have denied him tremendously on the interior. Second free throw, in and out. Rebound Parks. Just sort of flicked it away from Jake Pedrilli, who was trying to reach in there and knock it away. I got Parks with eight rebounds now. Right side Meeker drives in, flashes into the lane, skips it out to Denzel Jones. Left corner, good for three. Denzel with eight on the game. Galesburg timeout leading by 16. 47-31 with 5:40 to go in the game. And a full timeout. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Crop insurance deadlines are March 15th. Spring prices are set in February. What will these prices be?
Do you have your 2014 marketing plan in place? Is your plan based on projected revenue and expenses, or are you making decisions based on last year's markets? What will the weather of 2014 be? Our goal is to help you manage risk, not speculate on what we think will happen.
Call North & Company Risk Management at 800-322-7140.
Your news talk and sports station, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
We were just commenting off air during the break there with the streaks up 16 on Maine South with under 6 minutes to go in the game that this is a real surprise.
I mean,
Galesburg's playing well. I still, even playing well, I wouldn't have anticipated having a 16-point lead on these guys.
Now, and the timing of Joe Williams' return, actually, we really could have used him Friday night at Rock Island, to be honest. But, in these two games, and it's, you know, I think we probably beat Warren the other night without him, but this one, he's just been so instrumental in applying the pressure and just helping to take Maine South out of everything they want to do.
Maine South breaks the press. Now they got numbers driving in from the right side and a block. Well, a body block anyway by Tyson Parks. He came up short on the shot and then the rebound. Sargent picked it up off the floor and put it up and in.
The man's play by Sargent. He actually ripped it away from Grant Gibson over there.
Meeker with it on the right side as Galesburg quickly gets it into the front court and Maine South sets up the zone defense. 5:10 to go in the game. Streaks by 14. Galesburg has led the entire way. Backdoor cut to Meeker. Draws two defenders, steps back to the free throw line, and the shot rolls through.
I said we were setting up there. I thought we were going to try and run a little more clock. We've been playing footloose and fancy free and having fun doing it, but at some point when you got a big lead, you want to rein it in a little bit.
Into the front court, Arenas from the right wing. He drains a three. High arcing shot up near the rafters and down and in, 49-36. And now Maine South getting fired up a little bit defensively coming out of that timeout.
Streaks turn it over.
Oh, I thought they were going to say that Maine South just knocked it out of bounds. That's only the seventh turnover of the game, Jim.
Yep.
Compared to 16 for Maine South. Under the basket, on the inbound, right through the hands, twice off Palucci out of bounds. A perfect bounce pass from Maloney as Palucci was cutting in for the basket, and he couldn't handle it. And then it just sort of sat there before going out of bounds, so he reached for it to try to get it back, and that's when he knocked it out. A little frustration exhibited by Tony Lavorata, the head coach on the sideline, as Maloney went to the bench.
He's got a big voice when he gets cranked up.
Driving in from the left side, Denzel Jones with a layup after Joe Williams took it coast to coast on the inbound. He went down the lane. Denzel cutting in from the left side benefited with the layup. 51-36, Galesburg, 4:20 to go in the game. Streaks looking to go 3-1 in the tournament. Hand Maine South its second loss as they lost to Warren last week before the tournament started, and driving in from the left side, Palucci takes it all the way around from curling in at the top. 51-38. Streaks break the press. Meeker right underneath the Tyson Parks, who steps to the right to avoid Sargent and flicks it up from his hip.
Outstanding job by Meeker to get in the middle of that 3-on-2. You run that drill in practice all the time. A nice flip down to Parks, and as you said, Brad, he goes up underneath and gets the basket.
9 points in the game for Tyson Parks. Again, great balance offensively by this Galesburg team, which is something else that Joe Williams has helped bring coming back from his suspension. Down low, Sargent with a good up and in with a right-hand baby hook from the low blocks.
Maine South hit four shots in a row, but haven't been able to cut into the lead too much because the streaks have been answering or forcing turnovers.
Well, and I had them 5 of 7 in the third quarter. They've really shot well here in the second half. They're just turning it over too much to make any kind of a run. 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Galesburg by 13. Galesburg trying to run some clock here, and a body block foul called on Pedrelli, trying to cut off Joe Williams, moving his way to the baseline. That's the 16 foul on Maine South. Galesburg will inbound it. And the next foul obviously puts him in the bonus for the rest of the game. 3:10 to play.
Both teams shooting well on each team has hit four shots in a row from the field here down the stretch.
Gibson from the far corner inbounds out high to Joe Williams in front of the scoring table. Trying to dribble away from Arenas. Now gets it over to Grant Gibson out near midcourt. Three players in double figures. Two players for the Silver Streaks. One basket away from double figures. And Galesburg's done a lot of this without having to put a lot of pressure on Devin Ross's banged up right knee. Gibson into the lane, flashes in, pulls it back out with 2:45 to go in the game, works his way to the right wing, skips it back up top to Joe Williams. Jimmy Castelluccio comes out, wraps around the backside of Joe, trying to poke it away. picks up the foul. That puts Galesburg in the bonus, and Joe will shoot a 1-1 here.
And provided we can make free throws, we have done exactly the right thing here. We've picked up the speed of this game so much in the second half, utilized that to build a lead, now making them chase a little bit, and Joe goes to the line and drains the first one.
He's got 9 in the game. Tyson Parks with 9 in the game. They are that close to putting 5 players in double figures. With a 14-point lead, 2:37 to go in the game. Coach Mike Reynolds saying in our pregame interview with him, Maine South, we know they want to play it in the 30s. We want to play it in the 50s. Galesburg has gotten it there, has led the entire game, and Denzel Jones comes over, knocks one away from Paluki on the sideline right in front of the Maine South bench. Williams in double figures with 10 now as he makes a second free throw, 2:34 to go in the game. And Joe will guard Castelluccio on the inbound, and that's going to be tough for Castelluccio at 5'10 to find an opening over Joe with those long outstretched arms. He does get it into Sargent. Tyson coming from the backside tried to steal it away and picks up his third foul. So credit to Tyson Parks, who plays the entire third quarter and 5.5 minutes of the fourth quarter before picking up his third foul after he sat about the last 3 minutes of the first half when he picked up two. On the inbound, Sargent. Onto the left wing to Nylens. Now they get it right back down low to Sargent. Puts it up and in it over Tyson. Had to back off a little bit or risk picking up his fourth. And Sargent with 7 in the quarter. More than doubles his output for the game. He's up to 12 now and a 30-second timeout called by the Hawks.
Well, as the home team is prone to do and tournaments or shootouts or what have you, they're going to try and schedule the thing for their best benefit. And right now you got to love the fact that the Silver Streaks will get done with this and get a little extra rest over the Manuka team, which is going to play next against Dunlap. I'm expecting that's going to be a really hard-fought game between those two teams.
Looking forward to seeing that one.
Yeah, and then, of course, I mentioned Manuka because that's who we play tonight here at 6 o'clock. And I'm sure Manuka looking at this thinking, all right, well, we're going to have our ball handling hats on because that's pretty intimidating looking at what the Streaks have done here in this ball game.
And Manuka's well coached. They're solid. We've been impressed by what we have seen in their two games, although they have struggled at times this season as well, which we'll talk more about tonight. Galesburg breaks the Maine South press coming out of the Hawks timeout. They have one remaining, 2:20 to go in the game. Galesburg is in the bonus, and there's a foul. Hank Killian into the game, a 5'10 junior. Fouls Ethan Meeker out far away from the basket. Puts Ethan at the line for a 1-1. And if you followed us this season, followed the streak, you know Ethan, despite his good shooting touch, has struggled from the free throw line at 51.5% this season. Streaks by 13, 2:16 to go in the game.
Don't forget Silver Streaks girls coming up this afternoon at 1:30 against Quincy Notre Dame. Evan Massey was up here earlier. Said he was kind of hoping maybe there's a big snowstorm between here and Quincy. He knows they'll be loaded for bear because they lost Saturday, and that doesn't happen to them very often.
Lost by 1 to Morton, which had defeated the Galesburg girls earlier in the day. Meeker, good to see, making both free throws. Streaks by 15 again with 2:10 to go in the game, and another turnover. The trap at half court. Forced between Williams and Jones. Denzel got it. Back to Joe Williams driving in from the left side, and he gets fouled. And a couple free throws coming. That's the fourth foul of the game on Sean Maloney and the 18th Maine South turnover. This team came in at 13-4, and the Streaks have played terrific, making them look like not so good of a team. Joe had made 5 straight free throws prior to that miss.
Well, the Silver Streaks with their performance against Warren and here against Maine South, they're the most athletic team at this tournament, hands down.
The ball gets wedged.
It hits
the front of the rim, and as it hops over the basket, it wedges itself between the left side of the rim and the backboard.
You don't see that one often. You see a wedge sometimes if you shoot from an angle, but to come off the front iron and then just fall in there.
And as softly as it was up there, too. Now the Streaks can chuckle about it because they're up 15 and still 15 after a missed three-pointer from the outside by Paluki. Offensive rebound, though, stepping inside the arc, Killian knocks down an 18-footer from the baseline. 57-44. Galesburg led the entire game, scored the first 4 points. Now there's a bad pass into the front court, intercepted by Sargent. Into the left corner, Arenas for 3. In and out, and then kisses off the glass and drops through. 57-47, a minute and a half to go in the game. Streaks need to take better care of the ball. Gibson into the front court. Here comes the trap. Gets a little push from the backside, and that'll stop the clock with a minute 27 to go. And Gibson will shoot two now after the third foul on Jake Pedrelli and the 10th team foul on the Hawks.
I mean, South Bench is wanting a push-off on Grant.
Yeah, I saw that too. As he drove it into the front court, just got across the midcourt line and kind of stuck that arm out there trying to clear some space. Gibson to the free throw line, rattles around, circles around, and drops through. Two for three from the free throw line. It's been a quiet game offensively for Grant. He's not had an explosive quarter in any part of the game. He's just slowly and steadily built his points up to 13 now.
Hopefully that'll be the case all year. We'll have the balance where we don't need him to go out and score 25 or 30 for us to win.
15, 13, 10, 10, and 9 are the five players on the floor, their offensive output. And now Williams pokes the ball out of Killian's hands. Killian tried to pass it up over Joe's head, and Joe just reached up with a hand and knocked it out of bounds. Minute 12 to go in the game.
I think I saw Coach Lavorato of Maine South. He's kind of chewing one of the officials there for a little while, and you could almost see him saying, he looked pointing at the scoreboard. He's probably like, you know, I know when I come here, I expect to maybe be tough calls, but 10-2 on fouls.
Here's an air ball three-pointer from the outside. Saved from the inbounds by Arenas. Now Sargent pokes it from the backside of Grant Gibson and knocks it out of bounds. Just over a minute to go in the game now. Streaks by 12, 59-47, looking for their 16th win of the year. They break the press. Joe got away with a travel as he brought it into the front court. And then stutter step, dragged his pivot foot at the top of the arc. I don't know how the officials didn't see that one. They call a hack on the arm instead, and Joe's going to go to the line. I guess they're going to say that the foul caused Joe to travel with the ball, but it's all right. We'll take it. Williams, no concern about getting the ball wedged that time as it purely drops to the rim. Second free throw up and in and out that time. Rebound by Pedrelli for Maine South. Streaks keep the pressure on. Hawks get it into the front court. Under a minute to go in the game. From the left side, Sargent fires a three. That one's too long. Rebound on the weak side to Pedrelli. Now stepping inside the arc. There's Killian again. That won't go. Parks with the offensive rebound. Outlet pass. Chased down to Joe Williams into the front corner. And Mike Reynolds quickly calls timeout as Joe was kind of leaning over the baseline. And Mike called the timeout before Joe could fall out of bounds because his teammates were still just getting to front court. Just a 30-second timeout. 38 seconds to go.
Well, as you would guess, Maine South is continuing to play very hard right down the stretch and pretty disciplined in their offense. They're firing up a few more shots than they would otherwise, just trying to catch up. But, you know, if you're going to play in their program, you're going to do it their way or you're not playing. And these guys learning some things out here against the Silver Streaks, I think because of Galesburg's quickness, but it has been pretty tough for Maine South to get a call here in the second half. And I think the Streaks have still played the better game here, certainly. Might be a little closer if a few traveling calls that were overlooked and such didn't go our way.
But I still don't think it would determine a different outcome of this
absolutely.
Game by any means. On the inbounds to Gibson, saves it before he goes falling out of bounds. His momentum was taking him to the sideline on the inbounds pass. Here's Meeker, tripped up as he drives into the lane. Streaks are going to put five fresh bodies on the floor. But Meeker will get two free throws first with 30 seconds to go in the game. Second foul of the game on Hank Killian. Ethan's going to get the first free throw before the reserves come in. Davis, who played briefly in the first half. First free throw by Ethan up and in. Meeker with 8 in the fourth quarter and 16 for the game to lead the Streaks offensively.
Interesting how many times this season we've seen the third quarter decide games. For us, some nice runs. Friday night for Rock Island, it was decided in the third quarter.
Meeker makes them both. He's 4-for-4 from the line today. That's good to see.
It's good. Congratulations from both Cheeseman and Reynolds, the coaching staff for Galesburg over there as he sits down.
27 seconds to go in the game. Streaks will be 16-6, and Maine South will drop to 13-5 from the left side just outside the arc. Kozak high off the backboard, and then it kisses down into the hands of Logan Davis for the rebound. J.J. Range into the front court. tries to get the pass away. Ball deflected into the backcourt. Ninth Gillsburg turnover, driving in from the right side, and a block by Kevante Shaw, and Range picks the ball up off the floor, and that'll do it. Good win for the Gillsburg Silver Streaks today. 62-47 over Maine South, and the Streaks are 3-1 in the tournament, and hoping that Minooka can beat Dunlap in the game coming up after this one. That would be Dunlap's second loss, and the Streaks will play the Indians of Minooka tonight. We'll come back from John Thiel Gymnasium with a post-game show up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. My McDonald's, I'm loving it. Cratting Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Republican Bruce Rauner.
You hear that sound? I'm Bruce Rauner. I'm running for governor, and I only have 60 seconds to tell you everything I can. 60 seconds to get the job done, or my time runs out. That's how it ought to be in Springfield. You get a set time, and then you're done. 8 years, and you're out. You're done. You go home.
Bruce Rauner on term limits.
Pat Quinn failed to challenge the career politicians and deliver term limits. Or maybe he didn't try. So here's what term limits mean to me. No more Springfield politicians making government a 30-year career. No more career politicians bankrolling millions on the side. And no more government union bosses writing their own raises and sticking the bill to taxpayers. I'm Bruce Rauner. Career politicians and special interests have run things too long. I'm running for governor because their time, it's up.
Bruce Rauner, shake up Springfield, bring back Illinois. Paid for by Citizens for Rauner, Inc.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Gillsburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Gillsburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent at the 4L Plaza in Gillsburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street, just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
I'm Professor Burke from Farmers Insurance, and this is 30 Seconds of Smart. So you want discounts on your home insurance. Upgrade your roof. Upgrade your plumbing. Get a burglar alarm. Get a fire alarm. Combine policies with your spouse. And, of course, talk to Farmers, because the more you know about home insurance, the more you can save.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Get smarter about your insurance at Farmers.com. To speak with a Farmers agent in your community, call 888-96-FARMERS.
Discounts and coverage not available in all states. Contact your local agent for details.
The official WGIL forecast for today: becoming cloudy with a chance of light snow late this afternoon. Highs in the mid to upper 30s. Tonight, blustery and cold with snow accumulating 1 to 2 inches, a low down to 1, and wind gusts around 30 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny but cold with highs around 7. And tomorrow night, cloudy, a low of 1 below 0, and steady or slowly rising temperatures after midnight. Currently, it's 35 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Now, a good win for the Silver Streaks here today. I know I said that before we closed out the game portion of the broadcast to get you to the postgame here, and beating Warren by 20, beating Maine South by 15 here today, Jim, after the way things transpired up at Rock Island in the second half. I don't think any of us could have guessed this, even with Joe Williams coming back. And here we are now feeling really good about things at 16-6, just a total complete turnaround from that Friday night second half debacle.
Yeah, absolutely. And on the verge of having a shot at winning the tournament championship, but a lot of it rides on what's going to come in front of us right now. If Dunlap can beat Minooka, then Dunlap puts themselves in a very good position going into tonight's game with Gurney Warren, or later this afternoon.
Right.
There are no games really tonight. So still a lot of intrigue in this, but the Silver Streaks, no matter whether they win this tournament or not, are playing some really good basketball here the last couple of games. And like you said, after Friday night, we're scratching our heads wondering where we're going to go with this thing. And now I'm trying to figure out who's going to be able to beat us if we play with the style that we have the last couple of games. And the thing is, we're still not – what happens when we come out and shoot 55%?
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, we're still shooting 30-some percent and winning by double figures against a couple of good teams.
Our post-game interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. As Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now, let's turn things over to Jim Lee to get things started with the head coach after a good win over Maine South here. Jim?
Coach, as you were just walking up here, we were just speculating with what we've seen the last couple of games, what happens when you guys come out and actually shoot the ball well? You could be pretty scary.
Yeah, well, we were last night. You saw, I mean, we shot it pretty well, seemed like last night, especially at the beginning, but... you know, Maine South's so good that, you know, they make you sometimes, they get into your head enough, you just have enough confusion that sometimes stuff doesn't look real well, real, real good. And we figured it out as it went around a little farther, and you know, I'm proud of our guys again. We're trying to bottle that energy we had, you know, Saturday night and this morning. We'll try to bottle it again against a good Manuka team.
Tell us about the defensive effort you put on George Sargent there in that game. He couldn't even hardly get off a shot against your defense.
Yeah, I mean, it starts with the guards. Those guys put a lot of ball pressure on, and Tyson again. I mean, he got those two fouls, so we held him out, and you saw them. They went right in there. Mm-hmm. You know, not that, and I think they were trying to get another foul on Grant, too, but, I mean, that kid is an awful good player. He's as fundamental a big man as we played all year. And if I read the thing right, it said junior. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's scary. So maybe he won't come back next year or something. So, but he's awful good. He's awful good.
Well, and then they went with they brought the Nylands kid off the bench, the 6'4 strongman, and especially with Parks out of there, seemed like that was all they were trying to do was pound down there on you.
Yeah, try to get on the glass. Yeah, that was, you know, that was their main focus, and you know, to be real honest, we're a little vulnerable sometimes there. So, and you know, with Devin kind of banged up, you know, it was nice to see him get going. I got nervous a little bit as the game goes on because you're thinking in, you know, a knee fatigue. You know, I know we're going to play again against a tough Manuka team. I thought, you know, guys looked like they had enough energy to get through that one. You know, so we didn't go a lot really deep. You know, Logan gave us a few minutes. Eric gave us a good minute there at the end of the first quarter. You know, we just have to continue to piecemeal that together until we can get Devin 100%.
You talked about getting this game into a little quicker tempo against these guys. How important was it to get off to a 9-2 start in that first quarter in order to get that going against
these
guys?
Well, it's good because then you're not always frustrated. You know, you start missing shots, you get frustrated. You know, you say you don't shoot well, but we did have 60 points. I mean, we score 60 points, we should have a pretty good chance to win any game we're in. The one thing is, I thought the most important thing in the first half, we got through with hardly any fouls. You know, and we got through with hardly any fouls. And I know they weren't real happy they didn't call a lot in the second half, but I mean, we've been through that. So I thought our guys played hard, played well. You know, they didn't do a lot of dribbling against pressure, so usually foul dribblers, not passers. So I thought we got enough deflections, but getting our guards through the first half with one foul each was able to give us some chance to ratchet it up there in the second half.
Well, and with Joe Williams coming back here, I mean, it's obvious that he's even a better player than he was at the end of last year. I mean, he comes out on those guys, and most people can't play somebody as tight as he does without giving up getting around him. But he is he's something else right now on the defensive end for you.
Well, his legs are awful fresh. I mean, we've ran him and worked him out, and it's hard to keep a guy engaged. But he's a basketball player. He wants to be engaged. And you know, he's a lot better than he was last year. You know, all of our guys have made tremendous strides forward. I just heard, you know, Tony talking to Grant on the way out and said, I've watched, you know, you for 3 years, and the steps you're making are impressive. Just keep pushing them forward.
Well, and one of the things that I think we appreciate up here, and get your thoughts on it here too, Coach, is to look up at that scoreboard and see four guys in double figures. What, I think it ended up 17-13, 10-10. You got Tyson Parks right there with 9 points, 9 rebounds. I don't know if we can attribute that all to Joe coming back, but I know that's a big part of it. You are so much more balanced now, and that makes you so much harder to beat.
Well, you saw them go to triangle in two one time at the end of the third quarter, and you know, it wasn't the greatest shot in the world, but had confidence. Joe dribbled it in and jacked it up and went in. And I think the days of Taylorville and Rock Island throwing a triangle and two out there, I mean, probably are over.
You got Minooka coming up, a team very similar to what you just played. Get them some rest.
That's the plan. Thanks.
Our thanks, as always, to Mike Reynolds joining us here in the post-game show after the Streaks beat Maine South 62-47. Streaks are now 16-6, Maine South 13-5. And as Jim said, Ellsberg plays Minooka coming up tonight after Minooka plays Dunlap here coming up next. We'll take a timeout on the post-game show. We'll run through our final stats and give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Still ahead on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Gene and Mike from the new Yem Ford in Galesburg.
We've kicked off 2014 with some exciting new renovations here at Yem Ford. There's more lighting on the lot. We also are updating the service department, detail, and truck shops.
In fact, you can look for lots of changes here over the next couple of months.
But what will never change is that Yem Ford is still number one Ford dealer in Galesburg, Monmouth, and the surrounding area.
Zero for 60 plus is back on select new 2013 and 2014. Ford's in stock.
Like a new 2013 Ford C-Max Hybrid that gets 45 miles per gallon city. Buy with 0 for 60, plus you'll save over $2,800.
Or a new 2013 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4. Get 0% for 60, plus you'll save over $8,800.
We can't wait to show you all the new changes happening inside and all the great deals happening outside.
At your new Yem Ford, corner of West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg, and at YemFord.com.
Hi, it's Tom Arata. Thursday on the WGIL Morning News, 8:35, we'll get an update on the construction at Galesburg High School with Principal Roy Van Meter on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
62-47, Galesburg defeats Maine South. Another good win for the Silver Streaks. Back-to-back victories. Very impressive 20-point win over Warren, which demolished Blue Island Eisenhower earlier here today and ended up being 86-61. The game wasn't even that close by the time it was really throughout much of the second half especially. And now a 15-point victory over Maine South, which drops to 13-5. And our post-game statistics are brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. And, Jim, we definitely were loving what we saw here today from the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, no question. A lot of energy and just a really good performance. And, you know, when I mentioned to Coach Reynolds that, you know, what happens when we shoot well, you know, 43% isn't a bad percentage, but we had gone through a good part of this year shooting around 50% from the field.
As a team,
we were even over that, I think, even through the holiday tournament.
And at the high school level, that's, I mean, you see it from the really good teams at the college level, but to do it at the high school level,
yeah,
especially for as much as this team relies on perimeter shooting,
absolutely,
yeah. It's not bad shooting, but it's just in relatively speaking from what they've been doing,
right.
Yeah.
So that was the reference there, not that we had an awful day shooting, but just compared to what we had been. So clear that up. All right, Silver Streaks 20 out of 46 from the field, 43% for the game. Maine South hits at 19 out of 47. And 40% for the Hawks. A rebounding advantage for Maine South, not a wide margin, 27-22. Again, if Tyson Parks doesn't have to sit out the lion's share of the first half, I don't think you see that edge be what it was. They beat us up on the boards in the second quarter with
that
him out of
there. That was the biggest disparity, yeah, in that quarter.
Yep. Yeah, 14-2. Or no, 8-2 on the boards. But still, we couldn't grab many rebounds there. But otherwise, a good job by the Streaks on the boards against a big, strong team. Turnovers, 19 for Maine South and 9 for Galesburg. That is your stat of the day. Not the shooting, not the rebounding, but 19 turnovers by a normally very disciplined Maine South team against the Galesburg pressure. And I think that's where this game was essentially won and lost, was their inability to not only prevent the turnover, but really get into their offense the way they wanted to because they were so disrupted out around the middle of the court.
3-point shooting, Maine South 4 of 11. Silver Streaks were 8 of 25. Free throw shooting, Maine South only 5 of 6. Silver Streaks were 14 of 20. So good to see the Streaks get such a good free throw shooting percentage with that many opportunities at the line, because there have been games when they've shot 17, 18 free throws in a game and haven't even shot 50%. So to shoot 70% today is certainly encouraging for the future success possibilities of this team on down the road. Maine South did put 3 players in double figures. Andrew Palucki led the way with 14. George Sargent had 12. Davis Nylands with 10 off the bench. He was big for them offensively off the bench and gave them an added presence on the interior to balance out Sargent a little bit. After that, a bit of a drop-off. John Arenas with 6, Sean Maloney with 3, and Hank Killian with 2. Jimmy Castelluccio, Nick Rubin, John Kozak, Jake Pedrelli and Brad Perry did not score. As we mentioned, Silver Streaks put four players in double figures and one almost in double figures. Ethan Meeker led the way with 17. Grant Gibson had 13. Joe Williams with 11. Denzel Jones with 10. Tyson Parks finished with 9 points and 9 rebounds, so he was one away in both statistical categories from a double-double. Devin Ross had 2 points again in limited time, so good to see the Silver Streaks win by 15 and not have to play Devin a whole lot today, as they can, you know, maybe count on him a little bit more if needed tonight against Minooka, or, you know, if things go in the second game tonight like they did here today, you can rest him up some more and really help, you know, give him not really a day off, but for the number of games that they're playing, really still rest him a lot and get him ready for the conference game on Friday.
Well, and not to take things for granted, but, you know, after we get through tonight, we've only got a one-game weekend.
Right.
Friday night. And I shouldn't say this, but it's a game that even without him, now that Joe's back, I got to think we can win rather handily if we play well.
Yeah, UT's won 4 games all year.
So even going up to their place. So if that plays out, you got what, one game against a lesser opponent over the course of 10 or 11 days.
Right.
So that should work out well for Devin to get that knee rested up too, we hope.
And again, there's no injury. We want to remind people about that. According to the doctor's note, there's no injury. It's just sore. It's banged up from the Warren game early in the first quarter on that one on Saturday night. So that's the good news, too.
No long-term injury, I guess,
right.
And the fact that it's just one of those things that hurt. You do what you can with how sore, like an ankle. You know, the doctors a lot of times will say, well, you can go out there and whatever you can stand pain-wise, it's not going to hurt it anymore. But sometimes it just hurts too much to really play on.
Yeah,
so
that's right. We'll take a final timeout here. Streaks beat Maine South 62-47. Give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Hey, Illinois fans, it's time for Big Ten basketball. Come out and cheer on your Fighting Illini as they take on top 25 opponents from across the conference. It's a Big Ten season you won't want to miss. Tickets are on sale now, but going fast. Help us sell out State Farm Center for every Big Ten game this season. Visit FightingIllini.com to buy your tickets today.
Wear it to win cash. The new green WGIL button. Available at participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
Final order of business from John Field Gymnasium as the Martin Luther King Tournament continuing now with Minooka and Dunlap on the floor. Is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, well, 4 players in double figures, 1 just missing double figures by a point. We outscore Maine South in every quarter except for 1. It was just a really good effort by the Streaks end-to-end today, and it seems to make our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game choice a little more difficult. But
well,
we've got it.
We've got it, and consensus up here. There are several spots. I thought with a nod to Tyson Parks, who was, you know, just so strong on the boards in the first few minutes before he got in foul trouble and then came back and avoided the fouls and just did a lot of really good things. I think Tyson definitely gets a nod here, as does just about everybody. But the guy that we felt like was the real difference maker was not necessarily on the scoring end of it. It was the defense of Joe Williams as he came in and completely helped to frustrate as the Streaks went to a more pressure-type game. The ball handlers for Maine South, especially Sean Maloney, their point guard, Joe was just all over him and frustrated Maine South from getting into their offense. And Joe, of course, then gives us the extra bonus of some points on the offensive end. His athleticism was a tremendous asset in this game. And so probably the first of a number of those honors going down the stretch for Joe Williams as the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Again, finished with 11 points, including, the big three-pointer at the end of the third quarter when the Streaks had ran the final minute off the clock. Had gone to the four corners. Joe was in the front corner over by the scoreboard just dribbling. Nobody came out. So as the clock ran down under 5 seconds, he just took 3 steps up toward the arc. Still nobody came out. And he launched a 3, drained it. his only two baskets of the game in that third quarter, and 6 of 10 from the free throw line. So Galesburg now 16-6 on the season. Maine South drops to 13-5, 2-2 in the tournament. Galesburg 3-1, and will very curiously watch the outcome of this game with Minooka 1-1 in the tournament, Dunlap at 2-1, and a Dunlap victory over Galesburg. So the Eagles would put themselves in real good position to win the tournament if they could win this one here today, although they still have to play Gurney Warren later tonight. Mm-hmm. So Jim used the word intrigue a while ago, and there's still a lot of that here in this tournament, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks have done themselves a big favor putting some of that intrigue in their favor a little bit with a victory here over Maine South. We'll be back with you tonight at 5:40 for the pregame, 6 o'clock for the tip-off between the Streaks and the Indians. Prior to that, the Galesburg girls battle Quincy Notre Dame. Terrific program, number of state titles, and Jim Wyman and Tom Meredith will have that one for you at 1:10 for the pregame and 1:30 also right here at John Field Gymnasium. So lots of basketball to bring you today. We thank you for being with us for now, and continue to stay tuned to WGIL for more hoops coming up later today. For Tom Meredith at the downtown studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good afternoon for now from John Thiel Gymnasium.